Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Hey, we'll have some fun. We'll take a break. Oh, I just need to relax. I need a little love. I gotta escape a little. Hardy, help me. Is there somewhere we can go? I just need a break. Need maybe a cup of coffee. Just to take a load off. Be somewhere safe for a while. I want to step outside of time. Can you help me out? I think I can help you out. Come on. Well, hello, my friends. Come on in. Come on in. I've been expecting you. Oh, there's plenty of room. There's chairs. There's mats and everything. Yes, this is my all-ages, not-really-religious Sunday school. I'm so glad to see you.
I'm cutting out construction paper.
That's my friend Lou. He's cutting out construction paper because we're going to do a unit on late Matisse a little bit later.
And I'm gluing cotton balls to cardboard to show you how to make a Hardy White beard.
That's right, Butchie. Oh, we're going to have so much fun sometimes. You just need a place to go, a little room somewhere, so you can talk about what you value. What do you value, Hardy? Why are we here? You say it's not particularly religious. Well, we subscribe to one thing.
Boys Life?
Grit?
No, I mean one tenet.
What?
And that is that you should treat your neighbor like you want to be treated. And don't hold a grudge, and don't seek revenge.
You said all of that while standing on one leg. That's impressive.
I know, that's done. We're going to do a little, like, sort of yoga like that, too. Oh, we'll have fun. Come on in now. You can come. You can be late, and you can also leave anytime you want. We have an open door policy. In fact, we have a revolving door. Aren't those fun? We have two revolving doors, actually. We had to build a second one. The first one got stuck. But look, it's filled with skeletons. Isn't that neat to look at? I wonder what happened. You can look back in time and imagine. Can you smell the room? Oh, it smells like every classroom you're in as a child. It smells like pencil shavings. But the reason this one smells like pencil shavings is we're going to make pillows out of pencil shavings. So I've asked you to bring in a lot of that. And also I've asked you to bring in glitter and some hair. Now, if y'all have a barber shop or something, we're going to get lots of hair. That's going to be fun. What are we using that? Well, we're stuffing it. We're making what I call a hair care bear. And that is, it's one of them care bears. But we stuff it with hair of somebody we love or off a barbershop floor. Because we can't do it. It's very Victorian. I was going to have you weave it together like that. It's good to learn an art, I think, if we all do that together. Oh, my friends, I hate to see people hating one another. I'll do anything it takes, and I think a little class like this will get everybody relaxed. How do we relax them? A little snack. I'll tell you what, if you're eating some sort of little snack out of one of those paper condiment cups, and you have a very tiny little paper cup, say, oh, I feel giant. I feel like Gulliver. Lilliput, yes, we make everything here smaller so that you feel bigger and better about yourself. We should have places like that. So, oh, I feel so tiny in this universe. I feel so helpless. I'm going to go to Tiny House. And you go to this place, I'm a giant. Everything is small so that you feel a little better about yourself. You say, I feel a little powerful now. You go over, they have little tiny apples for you to crush like that, and I'm making applesauce with just my index finger and thumb. Oh, we're going to do all sorts of things like that in this Sunday school class. Oh, and we're going to sing and we'll have fun. And is there a nap time? Yes. And if you're an older person like myself, that can be any time, really. So, you know, if it hits you, we got some Lazy Boy loungers. I don't know how I feel about that name over there, though, the recliners. Also, children, don't put your head in them. Oh, it's a skull crusher. They're very dangerous. You know, any kind of chair that has gears that could grab one of your limbs or something and suck it in and mangle it, probably not a great design. Doesn't mean that it doesn't work. You understand? Just because you can do something, just because you can engineer something, doesn't mean you should. Oh, hopefully we're going to learn today the difference between can and should.
I always wanted to know the difference between can and can. They're spelled the same.
Oh, well, then they're just homophones. They sound the same. So you're saying like can, that something comes in like corn?
Yeah, like I can corn.
What? No, like a can of corn.
No.
All right, we'll talk about this later. I want the folks to get acclimated and everything. Maybe we should put on name tags. You know, sometimes I don't go out to some places in crowds if I think I'm going to see somebody I saw before, because I might have forgotten their name, and I'll be embarrassed. And then they'll know my name, say, "Hey, Hardy," and I'll go, "Hey, Troy." And I don't want to say Troy, because that may not be their name, right? So I'll just go, "Hey." And then they look at me, because I'm very, very perceptive. And I look in their eyes, and they look at me like, "You don't know my name, do you?" Murmur. And then they say a bad word. In their mind, they don't say it out loud. And I go, "Oh, he's mad at me for not knowing his name." Well, you know what? Mess him. And I'll get mad back, and then we'll just stare at it, glower at each other, just because I was forgetful. That's how things take off. Oh, somebody's mad at us. It's hard not to be mad back. It's hard not to seek revenge or hold a grudge if I think that an injustice was done to me. You know, if somebody shoots me. Now, we're going to learn how to make pea shooters. And,
what?
No. What do you think I'm talking about?
Like you get at a restaurant.
No. Anyway, these would be a straw, and then you put a pea in it, and you like a weapon, like a dart, like that.
I've gone hunting like that.
You go hunting with darts?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm not from up north, so I don't know about that. But we're going to learn some crafts like that. And I think learning a skill, working with our hands, if our hands are busy, idle hands are the devil's workshop. And you can tell. Have you ever done that? You've been working, with your hands, and they look, oh, my hands look magnificent. But let's say you weren't working with your hands. You just had them sitting in your lap or something. Or sometimes I'll sit on them and I'll pull them out and they're dead. They've gone numb, and I'll look at them. And I'll see devil faces in them. And I'll look at my hands, and they won't look like mine because I can't feel them. I say, I know these are my hands, but I no longer feel them because I have not used them. Sometimes we sit on our hands metaphorically. Sometimes we'll sit on our meta hands. Follow me. So you have hands, and then you have metaphorical hands. And then you have sitting, and then you have metaphorical sitting. Now, you can do these in all sorts of you can literally sit on your metaphorical hands. You see what I'm putting them in? Any combination you want. We're always, now, the reason I'm saying this is we're working up to making necklaces out of beads. And I just want to show you how, if you alternate the different kind of beads, you form a pattern and it looks neat. Oh, everybody good. Everybody good for cookies. So I can't have cookies.
Well, then you shall not have cookies.
We'll make, I don't mind, It's not fair that he gets to not have a cookie. I think a lot of times we get angry by fairness, right? Say, oh, that guy's getting something I'm not getting. I'm getting 10 cookies, and I don't want them. But he wants one cookie, and he's getting it. Therefore, he's getting what he wants, and I'm not. Therefore, I'm resentful. See, I think that's how jealousy. Oh, and then you have a grudge. It's because you're not treating him the way that you want to be treated. With the exception of masochists, please. If you say, oh, I want to be treated. I wish somebody would just come up and stab me with one of those things that people used to put messages on, those pointy things. What are those? You put your notes on them. People used to use them. Or in a restaurant, say, here's the order, and they put it on this spike. You see what I'm saying? You know, do they have those anymore? I don't think they do. I think they realized, hey, this is probably not a good idea. Let's just have a clip. Why do we have to impale something when we could just clip it? All these things I'm saying, yes, they do have other meanings. That's just like Bible stories do. Say, these are just Hardy White Bible stories. Oh, are they real? Are you comparing yourself to a Bible? Yes, I'm leathery on the outside, and my inside pages can be used to roll a cigarette. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But yes, I'm physically like one. Do I? And well, you know, some people believe that their religious texts are living things. Oh, how can a text be, how can an ancient scroll be a living thing?
Ask Dora.
Dora, she knows.
The map, that map is crazy.
The map is animated and alive. It has googly eyes. It is a living text. Do you understand? The map has a life of its own. Dora knows this. She says, map, show me the way. And the map says, I literally can, for I am a map. Oh, if it worked like Dora, says Swiper, no swiping. Swiper, no swiping. And all thievery would stop. And the crooks would go, oh, man, murderer, no murdering. You see what I'm saying? Warmonger, no warmongering. Oh, man. And they'd stop. Oh, but we can do this because I tell you what. We are swipers in our hearts. We are witches. Tell yourself, don't do it. Start with you. Don't be a doo-doo head. Just be, we're having a party here. Just everybody. We're going to chill. Oh, one of us is getting angry. I'm going to take you to the room of disorientation. If someone gets angry in our group, say, now we're having a good time. We're all cutting out paper. We're all cutting out construction paper. That's beautiful. What is that, a duck?
No, it's an upside-down duck.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at it upside down. So we're all having fun. One of us does something crazy, disrupts. Oh, I'm going to take you. I'm not going to punish him right away. I just want to take you aside, see what's up. So we have a special room, and I don't want that person to feel isolated, so we're going to take him into the disorientation room. Woo! What just happened? I was angry, and now I have no idea what's going on. Yes, I need to take the focus off the anger for a minute. Scramble your brain. I'm sorry. What's going on? I love you. Oh, friend, have a cookie. I'm going to take you back to some memory that somebody showed you some patience or something so you can model it on that. Was there a time, a movie or anything? A cartoon, can you think of that where somebody's patient?
I remember being in real Sunday school, and they're talking about how Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers, and because they're jealous of him because he's a braggart. And then when they finally got back together, he didn't say to them, hey, you all fools, you sold me into slavery. He said, how's Dad? Like that. I'm sure he was angry, but he got over it, didn't hold a grudge.
Oh, there you go. Can you do that? Go to that place. How must you have to feel to not feel that you must have revenge? Oh, you say, oh, the whole universe feels like it's brutalizing me unfairly. Oh, my goodness. Friend, I want you to look over here for a minute. Did you ever hear any kind of story of love and peace? Of course you have. Cling to it. It's based on some reality. Oh, we're going to have a special guest come in, I think, a little later. We're going to have everybody's grandma's going to come in, and they're going to do different things. Like Butchie's grandma, who used to run that anarchist newspaper, and what a dear. She's a sweet lady. So we're going to do that and have cookies. Now, but right now, we're going to sing a little song.
Oh, what are we going to sing, dear Lord?
No, let's, no hymns.
No, that wasn't a hymn, that was an exclamation.
Yes, so,
Do you know any English beat? Do some English beat.
I do and I don't, but I didn't want to do any. I thought maybe we'd avoid doing any songs that were somebody else. We'd make up our own song. So we're going to go around. All right, we're... Everybody, welcome. Welcome to Sunday school. Welcome to Sunday school. I didn't know how it was going with the chord. I had to play it and then hear it. We're all going to go around and introduce ourselves. So when I point to you, I want you to say your name. And then tell me your greatest fear. A time you felt vulnerable. A time you felt completely humiliated or victim. No, don't do that. Not in front of... So I don't feel comfortable saying that in front of everybody. Oh, I don't know if you've noticed something about our Sunday school class. It's so safe. Listen, nobody's going to hear you. Isn't that brilliant? I've designed it like that. It's as if there's a cone of silence that we can interact and be together and love one another. And the best way to do that is to not have to see one another at all or witness each other's behavior. Oh, I tell you, then we can just live in perfect harmony. If we were all alike, if we were all alike, oh, it'd be like the planet of the clones where ever can you imagine everybody's hearty white? How about that? You know what happened? All the razor blade companies go out of business. All their children would starve just because everybody was hearty white and nobody was shaving enough. Or all the barbers. Oh, all the good times we've had at barber shops. So I remember the first time they put one of those head massagers on me and the barber stuck it in his hand. It looked like a hand mixer. And he stuck his hand through these springs. And then the hand mixer apparatus would be on the back of his hand with this ancient-looking cord coming at it. And he turned it on, and it smelled like ozone. And he put it on my head, and it went like that. And it vibrated my skull. And I thought, this is what being a grown-up's all about, is getting your head, getting a mixer with springs on it. Oh, it did kind of freak me out a little bit, is making his hand became the vibrating massager. So why can't you just use your fingers? Why do you have to become a cyborg, Mr. Barber? Barbers used to take blood out of you, I understand. They used to do more than they used to remove your teeth and say, I'll put leeches on you. And also shampoo. No, they didn't have shampoo. They made shampoo out of something, out of lamb lanolin. They just put grease in your hair. Oh, our ancestors did all crazy things. And one time, they accidentally invented war. And this is how it happened. Once upon a time, there was a king.
Is this story time?
Maybe it's story time.
If it's story time, I want to relax.
I'd like to put on my djembe.
Well, you can get... Does everybody bring jammies or anything? If you do want to get comfortable now, so I was just going to tell a story off the top of my head or anything.
Could you hold up a book?
I don't know. I don't have a book.
Here's a Dick Tracy.
All right, I guess I could hold up Dick Tracy. That's not the story I'm telling, really. But that's all right. It doesn't matter. We can mash up the pictures and the story. It'll make something unique for you. Make your own story. Oh, I just want to embrace so many of you. Others, I want to slap you a little. Not an angry slap. Just, what are you thinking? Come on now, be nice. Oh, bless you. You know what? I want to tell you something. And I don't often tell you. A lot of Sunday school teachers will not tell you this. I have a time machine. Yes, I do have a time machine. I'm a tinkerer, first of all. So it's like it started with a kit car. I got one of those kit cars. And then I lost the engine part. So I thought, what am I going to do? So I took a lot of books. I was in love with books at the time and learning. And I put the books inside of the car. And then I had this conversation with a friend who's a physicist. And I said, is there any way that I could possibly take my thoughts, all right, and somehow the synapses, all right, the little particles and things that we can, the little quantum particles in my brain, taking them, all right, and making them into little nanorobots or something, and then shooting them somewhere into another possible universe or the past or something. And he's like, of course I can do that. I was like, well, let's do it. So we went up to his lab. I don't mean to digress, but there is a little Thai restaurant next to campus where his lab is. And oh, it's so good. I don't know what they fry the egg rolls in. Skipping back, we went up to his office. And first of all, it smelled like Thai food. That's how we ended up going to the restaurant. But when we were back the second time, he said, come with me. I want to show you something. And he took me in this room, and it was made entirely of plastic. And I said, what's this room? He said, this is the plastic room. Now, I want you to sit in here for a minute, and I'm going to go in the other room, and I'm going to shoot some particles into your brain. Blah, 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 blah. The next thing I know, I'm doing this all again. Because what he did is he just shot me back like a day or something like that. But when I finally harnessed the power of time travel, I decided, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to look at our collective fate. Maybe as a country, as a world. So I did. I got the kit car. I got the books. Put it in the plastic room. And I got my friend to turn on the switch. And there I was in the future. And it was almost like being Nostradamus, who, by the way, I have met. I met him in Montpellier in the, was it 14-something? I don't even remember now. 12-something? I don't remember. He was going to medical school there, though. And we had a long conversation. I was like, woo, man, you are crazy. But he wasn't really crazy because when I went in the future, I also saw this frightening thing, this frightening vision. What we could turn into and do to one another as people. And then I realized that I wasn't in the future. I was in the immediate past and the present, and I was watching. Oh, my friends, the consequence of your casual flirtation with hatred. The consequence of your casual flirtation with the dehumanization of your neighbor has consequences that you can't even imagine. Sunday school should be a little bit scary, don't you think? We're going to have you, unless you really see a horrid, tortured creature with the flesh dripping from its skeleton, I don't think you realize just that that's not really from the imagination. That's something that someone's witnessed in the past, because that's the consequence of what we could possibly do to one another. Or a volcano. Yes, we have that to contend with, too. The natural violence of the world, the universe and everything. Very fiery, isn't it? Very fiery. But it's also very icy. Very icy. And here we are, trapped between icy and fiery. Isn't that interesting? Just like a muscle rub. And it's like one of those muscle rubs you get. Like, oh, my muscle hurts. You get this smelly stuff and go, boy, that's pungent. And you rub it on and you go, ow, ow, it burns, it freezes. Oh, it burns, it freezes. Welcome to life. It burns and it freezes. We're trying to walk that delicate line between burns and freezes. Somewhere in there are pretty trees and lakes. There are ice cream cones and butterflies and gun and recreational use of guns. Like targeting is fun, archery. No, there's, oh, bless y'all. What a wonderful world we live in. Let's enjoy it. And let's not destroy it or destroy one another. You look out there and say, oh, my neighbor looks so different. First of all, he has a carrot as a nose. I know who your neighbor is. Hey, friends, it's Frosty. No, it's not Frosty. Oh, my goodness, now I'm embarrassed. Your neighbor really does have a carrot for a nose. Bless his heart. Well, you know, sometimes the medical technology in other places isn't what it, you know, is here. I remember reading that the astronomer Tycho Brahe had a nose made of gold. I believe that he lost his nose in a duel. I don't know how that's, I guess he turned or something. I don't know how that's possible. I think he lost it in a bet or something. He doesn't want to, oh yeah, I lost it in a duel. Just say if it's skin cancer. Don't be embarrassed. That's ridiculous. But he had, so he lost his nose for whatever reason, and he didn't want to be, this happens to human beings, I'm sorry. So he didn't want to see, you know, so, oh, I'm embarrassed. He got a gold one. So no one will notice that it's gold. There's a little 24K stamped on the tip of it, but no one will notice. And that got me thinking about that Lucille Ball episode, where for some reason, which I've forgotten, she had her nose made of putty. Make it real long. Say, I want to have a long putty nose because I guess some movie star is coming over or something. Benedict's is coming over. And so I want to have a real long putty nose for him. And then she ended up lighting it. How many have seen this now in the Sunday school class? I saw that one. All right. So, you know, she ends up burning it slightly. All right, lighting it on fire. He gives as William Holden comes over and lights her nose, and it goes up in flames. And then it looks like just a hollow little tube. Now, that got me to thinking about the Tin Man in Wizard of Oz, because that's what his nose looks like, I believe, is the other side of a funnel. And that got to me to thinking about Tycho Brahe having a nose made of gold, which got me to think, oh, no, I'm so sorry, I've gone into a death spiral. That'll happen sometimes. I won't realize, that got me thinking, and I'll go into one of those. And I realize that my thoughts have become circular. Oh, sometimes we're trapped by that. We think we're seeing the consequence of things, or we think we're seeing things that are related, and we're just trapped in some sort of circular reasoning. We're not going anywhere. Oh, there are those. I'm just warning you. This is just Sunday school class things. There are people that would like to turn you into an enemy of their enemy for whatever reason. Who knows? Personal grudge. And sometimes it's easy to do. And I don't be a volunteer enemy. Make your own original ones. But say, no, I'm all join the enemy army. I'm telling you what. There are those who would exploit your sense of justice to make their enemy your enemy. So I'm telling you, try to make as few enemies as possible. Imagine this is some sort of game. All right? And the one of the objects is to have, now you can't have no enemies, I suppose. If you ever stand up for anything, somebody's going to be your enemy. But see, you can have as few as possible and see how many friends you can get. Like, it'd be like, we'll call it Friendamon Go or something. Go around looking for friends. See how many you can collect. Say, well, I can't be an intimate friend with all of them. Yes, but you can have a relationship. When I meet people from other countries, like somebody visits here and they're from another country, first of all, I feel like, oh my goodness, I don't want anything to happen to them. I'd want to take care of them. I develop a relationship with them. So I start caring about them. And they become slightly dependent. They might not know anybody here. They might feel a little bit scared. So they depend on me. And we develop a bond, a relationship. So then when they go back to their country, though, I care extra about them. Because I made that bond. And it'd be good to have that all over the world. What if you had that all over the world? Say, oh, don't bomb so-and-so because my friend Louis is there.
Very original.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Couldn't think of any names.
Or my friend Butchie lives there. Don't kill them people.
Right, exactly.
Or my friend Lou is one of them. He wears one of those. He's a stevedore. Don't round up stevedores.
That's right. I don't know why we'd want to do that. We need our dock workers.
We do indeed.
And you are. That is what you do.
Yep. Yep.
Well, what exactly is that?
I pick things up. That's my specialty. So they'll have something, and then I'll pick it up. Usually move it also, and then put it down.
Oh, I see.
Yep, yep. They're always telling me at work, come on, Luke, pick things up.
All right. So, we're going to, has everybody had enough cookies? I don't want to give you, what about healthy snacks? Should I have something healthy? We've got some natto, some Japanese natto. Does anybody like that? It's all thawed out. I buy it frozen, but it's all thawed out now. I just mix it up with the mustard and the soy sauce. And you go, no, it looks like snot. Oh, it's snot. Though, it's natto. That's my new, if I had a natto restaurant. You go, it looks like snot. And you go, snot, snotto, or something like that. I don't think anybody would eat there.
Bless you. Oh, my goodness. But if I had it, I'll have it in kanji or something. You won't know. I have a katakana or something. You won't even know. I can't even read it. No, just come on in. It's good stuff. Fermented beans in a snot sauce or something. Oh, my friends, we're just trying to have a little fun. We are just trying to hide in the cracks like a tiny little mouse running from the dinosaurs. I don't think they coexisted. Hear me out. Running from something big. Tiny little mouse running from a giant sloth. I think they're vegetarians. Tiny little mouse running from ancient mouse killer. Anyway, he's just looking for a little hole in the ground where he can escape for a while and feel safe, where the world isn't
isn't closing in on him. Oh, sometimes he feels like he's in that Star Wars garbage crusher. The walls are coming in on me. Do you ever feel like all four walls are closing in on you? No, because you can't actually picture it physically in three dimensions. Isn't that weird? So, oh, I picture two walls coming in on me. Right, now go for four. It's hard. It's hard because you can't see mechanically how that would happen. Now I'm stuck. That's one of the things. I think I left somebody in the disorientation room. Oh, no, that angry person. I left them in the disorientation room. Oh, they're going to come out a hippie. Oh, my goodness. They're going to come out. We're never going to get any anger out of them again. They have no idea now. I've destroyed all their preconceptions and their conceptions and their preconceptions. Oh, we might have done a total wipe. So we're going to fix that. Yep, after we wipe somebody, we have to fix them, put something back in. Yeah, I don't like the way that... why we got to get a new word than wipe, I think, because that has the connotation. Things denote things, and they also connote things. So, you know, connotations are the things that we think of when we say a certain thing. So you might say, cotton ball. And it literally means denotes cotton ball, but the connotation. That was a poor choice. Do something else. Do something where it denotes and connotes different things. All right. Maybe like a symbol or something that means different things, like a swastika. Oh my goodness. So that could be a Hindu good luck symbol. But I think it's permanently now a Nazi symbol. But, oh, symbols can change. Meanings can change on things. They can mean different things to different people, and they can mutate over time, as can language. We must look at it and see what the effect of it is to know what it's communicating, because its literal meaning may no longer tell us anything. Oh, I want to sing songs and have cookies with my friends. I don't think there's time to waste. Think there's time to waste. There's no time to waste being angry at one another. Be angry for a while, then get over it, please. Don't you see the consequences? If you think it's okay, if you think it's all right, that another human being is in pain, or that there's injustice, or people are suffering, I would love you to change your mind about that. I really would. There's a long tradition in all sorts of cultures of believing that we can live together, that this kind of demonizing people, this kind of anger, is not something we want to aspire towards and say, oh, y'all are ruining everything. The reason that this culture is going to pieces is people are being too kind to one another. Gosh, I don't see that. I don't really see that the problem is that people are too sensitive. I'm not seeing that so much. Gosh, golly, I see a lot of twisted, angry faces. That doesn't seem like sensitivity to me. I would say that we have a skewed view of what honesty is. And I'm going to be honest to you right now. I guess it's easy for me to be honest. I got nothing to lose or gain. I can just be one of those people, anonymous voices out of nowhere, and say, oh my gosh, this life is hard. Yes, I do feel scared of other people a lot. I do feel inferior. Yes, I do wonder if I'm smart or whether I'm dumb. I don't have confidence particularly. Yes, I do wonder if I can even take care of myself. Yes, I do feel... fear physical things. I fear getting sick or whatever. Oh, yes, I'm nothing but a fear and insecurity, and even sometimes depression, even self-loathing. Oh, must I pretend? Must I be a different person to you? Don't think of that of me that way. I must pretend to be strong. I'm a superhero. I must lie to myself in order to actually sell this to the outside world. And when I begin to lie to myself, I lose my best friend. People let me tell you about best friend. It's the me and the me inside me. Yes, don't take me away from me. Me is my friend, me and me. There are two yous. You know that in your heart. There's you and then there's you, and do you do stuff together? You say, I can't do that, even though I want to. See, I can't do that even though I want to. So there's two yous. Now you can be best friends unless somebody hijacks one of those yous. And then you've lost one of your yous. You see what I'm saying? Oh, you say, I think, Hardy, I think you've stumbled on something. I don't feel like I can be fully myself, and I blame others. They're doing the same thing and blaming you. Oh, if one, just in one fell swoop, if everybody could just go, oh, I'm so sorry, I've been lying about who I am. You're a human being. You don't think I know what's in your head? I have the same thing, man. I have the same brain. You're not hiding from old Hardy White, at least, because I know we got the same kind of brain, so I know what's going on, and I know what's going on in my head. It must be going on in yours. Woo! Just own it. Oh, and then we can move on, and we can do a little bit better. And I say, everybody clap. Oh, I hate this participation stuff. I know. You know what? Here's something I want you to all clap your hands. Everybody in this Sunday school, get in a circle. I hate this. I'm not really a joiner like that. I know. That's why we're doing it. Okay? I want you all clap your hands. I don't like this. Now, I know. That's why we're doing it. Some people do like it. Some don't. We're not doing it because everybody enjoys it. We're doing it to prove a point. We are coming together and clapping our hands. Watch how we come together. Not everybody is into this, but we're doing it anyway. Isn't that interesting? This is cooperation. We cooperate to get things done. 'Cause some things are good to get done. Like making something like an omelet or something, or making something out of eggs, just eggs. Okay, there's things to get done. We can make things together like flutes. We can make some drums. We can build a wall. We'll do it together. We cooperate. Yes, I'm building a building, but I hate the design. I'm building it anyway. Ooh. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Sometimes I don't agree with the design, but let's build this building anyway. It's up to me to open my eyes and see. Oh, my friends, are you enjoying your Sunday school class? I like Sunday school. I'd like to use some of the tools you have. I see you have scissors. I've got scissors. I've got sharp scissors. I got blunt-nosed scissors. I got leftish scissors. I got scissors you can use. They're big. You can use them if you don't have hands even. I invented that because not everybody is the same abled. You know, we all have different abilities, and sometimes they change over life. So I didn't expect to ever lose my legs and my arms. Oh, bless you. Oh, I love you so much. I know. Things change. Our circumstances change. Someone said, oh, I never expect to be dependent ever. It's killing me. Oh, didn't kill you when you were a baby. Oh, sometimes all humans have to be dependent on one another. And I know what your heart does when you see gentleness. I know a human being in there, unless you're really completely a lunatic. And that does happen. Bless you. Also bless you. But we'll worry about that. There's no hard and fast rule for everybody. Except treat your neighbor as you'd like to be treated. Don't hold a grudge or seek revenge. And that is the hardest question in the world. Even understanding what that means may take a lifetime, and learning how to do it may take even longer. But while we're discussing, and while we're sitting in the Sunday school room, and while we're cutting construction paper, and while we're pasting together different colors of paper to make something look like a flower, and while we're putting glue on the paper, and then we're going to put glitter down on it, and you got to time it just right, because if the glue dries before you put the glitter down, it won't stick to it, and you won't have a picture. We're going to do things like that. As long as we're doing things like that, we're not at each other's throats. We're not killing one another. Ooh. When you pick up the gallon of milk at the store unless you're a vegan. When you pick up something at the store, you expect the store to be there. I'm telling you, things can break down. You don't want to live in that kind of world like the world that a crocodile has to live in. You don't want to what? We're moving. Let's move towards a peaceful time. You see what I'm saying? The room also smells vaguely rubbery. I don't know what that's about. Maybe we're going to do something with rubber later. I'd love it. That would be so much fun. First of all, the kitchen here at Sunday School is a full-on laboratory. We have a hood, and we have all sorts of beakers. And right now we're doing some, I don't know, someone said, I did a Western earlier. He did. He's doing all sorts of DNA stuff or something. I don't even know. They showed me how to use the pipette. Fun. But I don't know what they're making in that lab, but they're cooperating to do some, to answer some questions. Like, I think they might solve, be able to fix some disease. But they could only do that, not if they're bickering.
When we fight, we don't get any science done.
Exactly. And so, you know, you don't want to be doing that.
Also, if somebody has some sort of expectation, and they don't just let the science discover what the truth is.
Yeah, if they try to manipulate it for their own gain, then they set everybody back. Oh, my goodness, this happens in some places. There was a king, and the king wanted everything to be a certain way. He said, I want everything to smell like that candle shop that I like in the village. So I want everything to smell like artificial apple. And so the people went and they tried to make everything smell. And if it didn't smell like artificial apple, the king didn't want anything of it. So one day he was touring a lab. And in the lab, they were making a cure for blindness. And he said, you know, it smells like bleach or something in here. And they said, yes, because we got to keep things sterile. Because he goes, it does not smell like artificial apple. I want it to smell like artificial apple now, and I want your research to have something to do with artificial apple. Needless to say, that kingdom never was able to solve their blindness problem. How about that? And that's because everybody was afraid of the king. Why were they afraid of the king? He's just one person. Yes, but he controlled the army. And from the time the king was very tiny, he was used to getting his way.
I don't want that farina. I want Pop-Tart.
And if he didn't get his Pop-Tart, he would have the army kill whoever didn't give it to him. So people feared him and would do anything he said. Well, you can imagine if the whims of a child began to run the world, what would happen? But the people were paralyzed.
Why didn't the army rise up?
Well, each individual soldier thought that he would be killed, and so he did the king's bidding.
So they all feared a little kid.
They all feared a little child because they all feared each other. And because they all feared each other and feared standing up, they went along with this little tyrant. So those who weren't being killed were doing the killing. All because of a selfish little child who couldn't harm any. So he himself was not to be feared. You understand?
Oh, I think I understand, Hardy. Thank you for the Sunday school lesson. What are we going to do now? Let's color a picture of Moses. When I say Moses, of course, I mean the late Moses Horowitz, also a.k.a. Mo Howard. I would take out your pencils and paper. We're going to learn how to draw Mo.
All right. Now, the first thing I want you to do is go down to the bottom of the page and draw a very tiny little bowl. Okay? Like, or a half moon, but, you know, with the round part at the bottom, a little bowl. All right, now I want to take your black marker or your black crayon and color that in. Got it? All right, now this is very exciting. Now, I want you to draw in that bowl an egg coming out of it. Not a whole egg, you just see the top half of the egg coming out. All right, coming out of that black bowl. You got that? All right. This is going to be great. What is that? What are you having me draw? You'll see. Now, on top of the egg, I want you to draw an upside down Mo Howard body. You got it? Now flip the whole page over. It's Mo! Can you believe that? I learned how to do that trick. That's a Sunday school trick that we learned, how to do that. Oh, when you see the world like that in shapes, when you see it, you take it apart. You don't even know what you have sometime until you move it around in space. That's what I like to do with my mind. I say, how do I know that this idea is not an upside-down portrait of a stooge? Unless I move it around in space and I flip my idea. Why can't we all get along? Why must I subscribe to cynicism?
I thought you subscribed to grit.
No, we went over that. No.
Or Tenet, wasn't it?
No, never mind. Oh, my friends, they've interrupted me. Why do they do that? You break in the conversation like that. Come over here, let me hug you.
I'm not in the mood.
That's fair, that's fine too. Interactions, everything's not going to be perfect, you know, with somebody. We're really going, and people do have hurt feelings and everything, but we learn how to get over them. We do this little dance. Do you understand? And we're always, one of us is always going to trip and start to fall, and the other will catch them before they hit the ground. You understand? So we never just get around without that falling. There's always that falling, that tumbling. There's always those mistakes. We're always erring like that. It's all right. Oh, it's all right. As long as we can catch one another. But why wouldn't we? Look at that face.
That doesn't look anything like me. That person's ugly.
I know you don't mean that.
No, I don't. You just needed that said.
Yes, I did. You say that, you know, but that person's very similar to me. And maybe if I let myself care and saw that they could care about me, things would be different. I want you to take an exchange student or an imaginary exchange student from another country right now into your heart. Say, I'm just going to go anywhere on the map, and I'm gonna pick a country, and I'm going to put my finger on it, and I'm going to say, I may not know anybody in that country, but I'm going to pretend I do, and that I love them. Can you do that? Like they're your child, or like they're your, you know, whatever, like a relative, or like a dear old friend? Can you imagine that? When you do that, can you do that in your mind?
Oh, I like to use my mind to imagine things.
Sometimes it gets too much. You know, I just have to relax. What I'm hooked on now, and I'm not proud to say, what I'm hooked on is standing up too fast.
Woo! I know all the kids are doing it. It's a rush. What I do, I'll squat on the kitchen floor and play with the dogs. And then I'll go, I'm done, and I'll stand up real fast. And then, for just a minute, I hear, I don't know, music. Just, it's like pop music. It's like, it's a wizard with two Z's, the band. That's what it sounds like to me sometimes. And then it'll go away. But, you know, that little escape, that's all I need. And then I don't mind being right back in it. Because life is, it's like a swimming pool. You jump into it. You never know what it's going to be. It could be anything. It could be water. It could be Jell-O. It could be potato salad. It could be German-style potato salad. It could be mustard-style potato salad. Kind of potato salad that has celery seed in it. There's at least four types of potato salad. They could all potentially fill a swimming pool. And you must swim in it, perhaps. Someday, and that day may be tomorrow, you dive in and there's some substance you're not familiar with and you got to learn all over again. Oh, it's a process of learning all the time. Don't think you know it all. It's time to go back to Sunday school and start all over again because you possibly have gotten this far and forgotten some very basic things. And it'd be nice since we have to live together. See, humans live in proximity of one another. And I tend to see the same people. And they affect my life. So I'd like a relationship with them. I'd like to be able to communicate with them. And I'd like them to know that I have feelings. And that I'm potentially a friend. And that I know how to be a friend and take care. And I know how to be helpful. And if they would promise to be helpful to me, I could promise to be helpful to them. And that this would make all our lives better. So we go around making that agreement with one another. And that's very easy to undo. And so I wanted to have a Sunday school class where we could come and we could be gentle and basic with one another and maybe a little more naive and a little less cynical. What's wrong with that? Why can't I turn off my cynicism for a little bit and just dream?
Don't you think all dreaming, all fiction is naive in a way?
That could never happen.
Right. How many times you say that? You take somebody to a movie and they go, that could never happen. Thanks, Lou.
You're welcome.
And you say, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, just suspend your disbelief. It doesn't matter. We're not going to learn anything unless we talk about things that potentially could never happen. And that's what it is when we see a fiction. Let us lie. Let us lie and then make the lie truth. Because you don't maybe know what's true anyway.
I don't necessarily know. I'm on search and then I don't expect to find it. So we're going to find at the end of your life. I have no expectations of that. I imagine this is very much like one of those video games. It just kind of goes on. There's no real ending. Maybe at the end there's some kind of funny little picture of the guy who made it or something. But I don't expect everything to tie together necessarily. It doesn't feel like that's what's going on. I feel like if I bumped into something, that would be weird. I feel like I'm just soaring through the universe. I don't feel like there's going to be a wall. I'm going to hit a wall or anything. Feels infinite-ish to me, the feeling of infinity. And now we can do that with our art. Okay, now, I want you to take, this is a fun one. Everybody put on a blindfold. Now, everybody put on a blindfold. We're going to use our senses, but not our sight. So now I want you to there's a bowl in front of you. Stick your hands in it. All right? That's eyeballs. Ew, it's eyeballs. All right, now take your blindfold off. Take your blindfolds off. Oh, it's eyeballs. It is eyeballs. Why would I lie to you? It's eyeballs. It felt like eyeballs, didn't it? Where'd you get those eyeballs? I can't say, but I get them by the bowl full. They come frozen, but I thawed them. I know it's a little gross, so I hope there's not worms or brains next. You know this game. You know this game. We went to the same schools, perhaps. Yes, what do brains feel like? They feel like brains, and everybody can identify them pretty much, especially if you're from the South. You go, oh, this is breakfast. Oh, they don't serve it like that, do they? So I'd like my brain. I'm going to have, I guess I have the sheep brains, by the way, or cow brains. Which are they? Both really super not good for you. I'd like the brains. And I'd like it whole. Don't scramble them. I'd like it like, what is that, sous vide or something? Take the entire brain, put it in a plastic bag, boil it, bring it. Oh, then when you're done, I want you to glaze it with aspic. That'd be crazy. That'd look crazy. They used to do that on some of these shows where they'd have the Mythbusters and all. Sometimes they would take a skull and they'd put some kind of polyurethane on it, and it always looked like an aspic glaze to me. And I'd think, that aspic-coated skull looks like a really crazy 50s recipe, right? Like the salmon that had a pink glaze on it. Oh, our ancestors, what mad things they did. Must we learn from their mistakes? And must we learn from their successes? Mustn't we?
We must.
I think we must.
We must have, because here we are. Oh, my friends, did you have your good? Now, a couple things. Drop off, pick up. This is all ages, so I assume nobody's parents dropped them off. They would just stay. But that could have happened. If any of you are going to need a ride, or your parents are picking you up, or you're very old and your parents are deceased, and you still need them to pick you up, meet me in the seance room. I'm just saying, we'll work something out. But I want you, don't anybody leave until I know you have a ride. I'm worried about you. I'm not going to just let, I feel you're in my care. And when I speak to you like this, when I say something to you, and I imagine other people speak on the radio feel this way. I don't know. When I say something to you, I feel as if I have a responsibility. If I'd say something stupid or wrong, I don't want you to take some action or do something that might harm you based on something I've said out of my ignorance, my selfishness, or my tendency to self-aggrandize because of my narcissism or something. Your life is going to be diminished because I wanted to look good or something. So I just always wanted to tell you, I don't know what I'm speaking about. And the only thing that I'm doing is I'm publicly declaring my confusion I'm publicly declaring my fears, and I'm publicly declaring my longing for love to both give and receive caring and affection. And that's all I'm doing, because I'm not sure that anybody else is, so I'll make sure I do it. And I have nothing else that I'm very, very sure of. I can't tell you why things are like they are, why the government's like it is, why the world is like it is, why there are wars, or how the universe got here. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't know. I love to think about those things. And they do occupy a lot of my time and my thoughts. But I feel like if I was to come to a conclusion, I'd be quitting. And if I was to say to you that you should do this or think this is true when I'm not sure, I would be lying. So the only way not to lie to you is to lie to you. That's all I can think of to do. So please accept my kind lies. I have wrapped them in beautiful papers. Look at it. They're just, you can use it for something. When my great-grandmother would unwrap a gift, she'd take the tape off because she kept the paper. So she never ripped it. And she somehow managed to get all the paper off and fold it and keep it. And if you were probably going to get a gift that shape the next year because she had the paper. Who knows how old that paper was that she'd been recycling? Why throw it away? Isn't the wrapping just as great as the gift? Can't they all be used? They can't all be kept? Aren't they all something wonderful that's been given to us? So, yeah, I keep the wrapping, too. Do that with candy bars. So, oh, that look, that wrapper's cool. I'm going to keep that because the candy bar is gone, but the wrapper's still there. Piece of art represents a memory. Oh, my friends, thank you for staying this long in the Sunday school class. You didn't have to do that. You could have moved on. But I think he said, this old fool is saying something I sort of agree with. And I don't mind taking a little respite, a little escape from reality to go to a sort of meta-reality where I met a guy named Hardy Wyatt. And I want to be your friend. And I'm going to tell you right now, very low, low standards for being, I'll be friends with just about anybody. So I'm sorry about that. So my other friends, you might go, oh, I don't like your other friends. I don't know what to say. I can tolerate a bit. I get mad at people. I don't mind telling them the truth. But, you know, I expect us to stay friends and everything. It's not... I'd like to be corrected. If you can't be corrected, you're an onion skin. There's two types of paper when I was growing up, two types of typing paper. One of them, the kind of typing paper you can use whiteout on, and the other type of paper you can't use whiteout on. You can't use whiteout on it. Don't do that. Don't be like that. Oh, my friends, you've listened to another Miracle Nutrition. Can you believe it? You came back and spent some time, not just with me, but other people who are listening. Also, I want to remind you that we need a little more help. We're still in our mystery marathon, silent marathon. We don't want to say it much on the air because we don't want to bug you or anything. But we need money. It's embarrassing. I don't want to talk about it too much. But WFMU, we need some funds. And when I say we, I mean the station. And that's me too, because I can't, they wouldn't be able to broadcast me if they don't have the money to do it. So I'm asking you to go to the page and say, oh, I like that Hardy too. Then it makes me look like I have something to do with their well-being. And maybe they'll keep me on the air. I hope. So bless you all. Please help out if you can, and I will see you again, I guess next week when we're together again. Until then, I want you to have a very blessed time and good health. And I
less than Jesus for my
nothing
but the Lord. Well, I will have nothing, nothing less than Jesus for my
nothing but the
Lord. Every time I think of what he is to me and of his suffering, yeah, on the yonder street. No, nothing,
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 nothing less than Jesus will satisfy me.
Satisfy.
Tell you, he put my soul at ease. He raised me,
he raised me,
he saved me,
saved me,
told me to go in peace. Hey, every time I began to realize what a blessing to have him on my side.
On my side.
No, nothing,
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 nothing less than Jesus will satisfy me.
Satisfy.
He knows my care.
He knows my care.
Stays with me
day by day.
This world,
this world
is going so,
going so.
I just don't feel like,
don't feel
calling it home anymore.
You are now listening at the Voice of Truth program on WMPR. That is WMPR Mississippi Powerhouse. And remember, you can catch the Voice of Truth program every day, 7 days a week, 10:30 every morning, 10:30 a.m. on WMPR. That is the Mississippi Powerhouse. Call a friend. Call someone right now that you know have been asking you about the Wonderful Spiritual Workshop.
Children.
Please don't do my children no harm.
God said,
touch not my anointed. Do my